Here's a look at your news for this Saturday. Two vehicles collided at the intersection of Highway 75 and County Road C-38 Friday afternoon. Although there were no injuries from that accident, both vehicles sustained major damage. The accident happened at around 2:30 p.m. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department, along with the Lamar's Ambulance Services, responded to that accident scene. The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department responded to a fire at 45 3rd Avenue Southeast Friday afternoon. The fire was reported shortly before 4 p.m. Apparently, the family had recently installed a gas oven. Unfortunately, oven mitts and hot pads were inside the oven when the oven was turned on, causing them to catch on fire. As a result, smoke had filled the house. Firefighters used pressure ventilation fans to help remove that smoke from the home. Firefighters were on the scene for approximately a half an hour. There were no injuries, and damage was limited primarily to the oven and to the smoke damage. Last November, tragedy struck this community when four people from the Lamar's area had died as a result of a plane crash in Guthrie County. This Saturday, August 3rd, a fundraising activity will be held at the Kellen Ponderosa, located 2 miles south of Lamar's at County Road K-49 and C-38. Mackenzie Brady says that the day will be filled with activities at the swimming beach facility to raise money for the first responders of Guthrie Center. She talks about how Project K first got started.
My brother Pat actually used to host Project K back before we were open to the public. There was no such thing as a stranger to him, so it was invite anybody and everybody out to swim, have a good time, eat some food, listen to music. So this year we wanted to bring it back in memory of all four of them and use it for a good cause.
Brady says that the day's events will begin at 11 a.m. and continue through the evening.
So for Project K, it's come out at 11 a.m. Spend the day in the sun with us, swimming, slides, high dive. We'll swim all day. Godfathers will be out there serving pizza by the slice. Dog Eat Dog will be out there with his hot dog cart donating money back to the cause. And then at 5 o'clock, there will be a free will donation meal. And then Locked and Loaded comes on stage at 7 to perform, and we end the night with fireworks.
She says proceeds from Project K event will be directed to Guthrie Center emergency personnel.
So all money from admissions and throughout all the stuff during the day, we will donate 100% of that money back to Guthrie Center as a thank you for everything they did for our families that night.
Admission to Project K is $10 a person. Beginning on Monday, August 12th at 7 p.m., the Iowa Department of Transportation will close Highway 75 between Hinton and Sioux City for an asphalt overlay project. Dakin Schultz, the Iowa DOT's District 3 transportation planner, says that the asphalt overlay project is needed because of the rough conditions created when construction began on the northbound lanes of travel, shifting all the traffic to the southbound lanes, which are used for both north and southbound travel.
To address some of the condition issues we're having in the southbound lanes, which are now being utilized as northbound and southbound during the reconstruction of the northbound lanes, We have secured a contractor that's going to go in and do overlay work on US 75 on those existing lanes. And it'll tentatively start August 12th, which is Monday, and that will be 7 p.m. They will start the work and they will shut down US 75 in order to do this work. And they would reopen at 6 a.m. the next morning. So Tuesday morning at 6 a.m.
Schultz says that the work is expected to last all week long, with Highway 75 being closed between Hinton and Sioux City each evening.
This work would take more than one evening, so the contractor would repeat this process through Friday.
During the overnight hours, while Highway 75 is shut down and being repaired, the Iowa DOT official offers a suggestion for detours.
During that time, we would be setting up a detour for both northbound and southbound traffic on US 75. The northbound detour would utilize County Road C-70 to County Road K-42 to County Road C-60. And the southbound lane would utilize County Road C-60 to K-22 to C-80 back to US 75.
Schultz says that construction on the northbound lanes of Highway 75 continues. He says there is no truth to the rumor the existing construction project had exhausted its funding.
They're working on, we've got bridge replacement on that. We've got a culvert that is being worked on. The weather has not been very helpful here with the wet weather, but the plan is to have that complete and back open to traffic this winter. That project, the money was set aside already, as the project obviously has already been awarded, and our expectation is that it will be complete and open to construction by winter shutdown.
Schultz says to shut down the existing stretch of highway is not a normal procedure, but he says the road condition dictates it to be repaired.
We had maintenance crews out this spring before traffic was switched to those southbound lanes, north and southbound, into that southbound lane. And it just, the condition is such that we feel it necessary to do this additional overlay work.
The cost for the overlay resurfacing construction project is budgeted at $660,000. Whether you're shopping for clothes for yourself or for your children heading back to school, Iowans can save a chunk of change with this weekend's annual sales tax holiday. John Fuller, a spokesman for the Iowa Department of Revenue, says that the taxes will be eliminated on qualifying purchases all day today.
Generally, if you can wear it, clothing or footwear that are under $100 would be tax-free, which means tax in Iowa is 6%, and then if there's a local option sales tax, that's an additional 1%, so it could be 7%.
Fuller says that there are a few restrictions.
Watches, jewelry, rollerblades, those are not considered clothing by this law. So the best thing to do for your listeners might be to go to tax.iowa.gov, and there's some information that's a little more specific on what is and what is not taxable.
The tax-free weekend is only yesterday, Friday, and today, Saturday, and does not apply on Sunday. Fuller says many people ask why Sunday is not included.
That would require a law change, so the Iowa legislature would have to take that up to add an extra day.
A two-day sales tax holiday has been held in Iowa the first Friday and Saturday of August each year for nearly 20 years. And that is a look at your news here on KLAM.